Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way with us here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Anne Marie. How are you?
I'm fabulous, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. We've got a full studio. We've got Tom Spence in here, of course. How are you, Tom?
Doing well. Everything's great for the big Memorial Day weekend.
I know. I've got a happy birthday to my youngest daughter. It's her birthday. And then a wedding and a lot of TLC. But there's so many events going on, and I'm really excited. We've got Danica here from, and help me with your last name. Is it Selvaggio?
Selvaggio.
Oh, I did it.
Kind of rhymes with DiMaggio.
DiMaggio, so. Selvaggio. Okay. We've got Danica here, and she's the marketing and volunteer coordinator of the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura, and they've got a big thing happening. So we've got tickets, and I definitely want you to win that. Also, I've got my dear friend Sherry Gaba here, and Sherry is from Soba Living, and not only that, she's a therapist. She's been on my show before. It's all about really getting your life together, and she's going to help us give us some tips on that. How are you, Sherry?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. Well, I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Write that number down. We got so many calls last week. It was amazing. I'm telling you, it was probably my biggest week in the whole time that we've been doing this, and I love it because what is happening is all the way through the show, all you have to do is call in and give us your name and your number, and then somebody will get back with you. And, you know, I used to say, give us your email. I think I was missing even calls from that. So just give us your name and number, and one of the team members will get back with you, and you are entered to win. That's how easy it is. I mean, we've got tons of things to give away. So, again, right now, write that phone number down, 805-419-0008. Tom, what do we have?
We have some food for you, Good Morning Cafe, a gift certificate for Good Morning Cafe. Also, Noah's Bakery, a free dozen bagels from Noah's, and Urbane Cafe, more food, a delicious food from the Urbane Cafe, a free sandwich, salad, a gift card.
Okay, and what are all the events that we have tickets for?
Ventura Film Society Finding Vivian Mayer, and that is happening on May 27th. That's a 7:15 screening. Big Jamboree, hosted by the Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We'll be chatting about that in Ventura County. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Library and Foundation, they continue with their baseball exhibit. And tonight, Ambrosia at the Canyon Dinner Theater. The Canyon Club is located in Agora.
There you go. We got good stuff. We just saw them.
We just saw Ambrosia last week.
I forgot how much I loved them.
Oh, my God. At the Jazz and Wine Festival in Thousand Oaks.
Which was sold out.
Yeah,
yes.
Great crowd. Great food. And Ambrosia was awesome.
They
brought
were awesome.
Back some memories,
oh, didn't it? Okay, so it did it for you, too.
Yeah,
I was wondering. I'm telling you, they were awesome. We got up. We talked to them. We're gonna get them back on our show.
Absolutely.
They were so much fun, but definitely. So we have so much going on today. Again, I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, 2 to 3, right here on AM 1590 KVTA. And I want to thank you for making us one of your favorites for Ventura, too. That just really makes it all worthwhile. I mean, when we hear from listeners and we hear that we're making a difference in your life, that's what it's all about. Again, if you're just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. Today, we're going to be obviously talking with Danica Selvaggio.
That's right.
From the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura. And in fact, Sherry realized that, you know, your daughter had a big sister, correct?
Exactly. I didn't realize that's who your guest was. And that brings back a really great memory.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that a little bit.
Sure.
Yeah, and then we're going to be talking to Sherry Gaba, and we're going to be talking about, what is it that we're going to actually be discussing today?
There's a whole syndrome called failure to launch. It was a movie a while ago.
It was a great movie, too.
Great movie, but it actually is a syndrome where kids today, sort of the 18 to 25 group, they're not leaving home. You know, you can't seem to cut that umbilical cord, and they're staying home for a lot of reasons. There isn't one reason, and so we're going to talk about some of those reasons and how to stop enabling our kids.
Oh, yeah. I think that's going to be a good one. And then last, we're going to talk with Sally McKinley, and we're going to talk about her cookbook, Sally's Baking Addiction. Irresistible cookies, cupcakes, desserts, and sweet tooth fix. So are you already looking at it?
I'm looking at the book.
Yeah. Right.
And those cookies look absolutely fantastic.
I know. So anyways, again, I'm so glad you're here. And again, write that phone number down. Call us. Just call us and tell us that we're doing a good job, that you're listening, that you're, you know, anything that you want to do so that you are entered in all of our giveaways. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. All right. Well, Danica, tell us a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club and Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura. What, I mean, there's so many great things and there's so many things around that are helping our children. And I love what you guys stand for.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ventura County. We serve all of Ventura County, top to bottom. And we're the only one-to-one mentoring organization of its kind where we pair at-risk youth who are just reaching out for that little bit of extra help with a positive mentor, an adult mentor, you know, carefully screened. They go through our program, and then our program assists them in this friendship and this growth to kind of direct these kids who are reaching out back onto a positive path and positive growth.
How did you get involved?
I just, you know, I was born and raised in Simi Valley, and I just love living in Ventura County, and I just love giving back. And it's great to be involved in an organization where you can kind of see the changes that you're making. So I was really, really happy to be a part of it.
So Danica, you have a big jamboree coming up.
That's
tell
right.
Tell us about that. When and where and what it's all about.
Yeah, big jamboree is just going to be a fun night of music and dancing, lots of surprises. It's going to be on Friday, June 6th. It's going to be the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. And we have a great lineup of fun music. We're going to be doing a lot of giveaways. We're really excited. And everything that we raise through ticket sales or general donations, that comes back to our community to help these kids.
I love it. It's a win-win. I mean, that's what, you know what, and that's what I love standing behind all these great venues that, you know, that we have going on right now. In fact, we do have, well, I guess, yeah, Costa Pacifica, right? That's coming up, right? I mean, there's just a lot of different venues that are all win-win, you have fun, you get to eat, you get to dance,
exactly.
Right? Where is this going to be at the border?
The Borderline Bar and Grill, and that's in Thousand Oaks, and the address is 99 Rolling Oaks Drive, and you can find out more information on their website about them at borderlinebarandgrill.com.
So here's a question. What age groups are you guys helping?
The kids that we serve are anywhere as young as 6 years old through 18 years old.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
And we also have a foster program, which specifically addresses the needs of foster children when they are paired with mentors that come in to help them out.
And now, where are you located? Do you still need, obviously, other people to help? I mean, we always need volunteers,
yeah,
right?
We are always looking for mentors. We're always looking for our future big brothers and big sisters. And we're located in Camarillo. That's where our headquarters are. But, you know, we can come out to people who are interested in learning more about it. All someone has to do is give us a call, 805-484-2282.
And that's for volunteering as well as if you have a child that you feel is at
risk. Yeah.
They can call that same number and get in touch with you.
Exactly. That's our central line. And someone will be right there on the other line to pick up and give you more information, whether it's becoming a mentor or enrolling your child in the program.
Okay.
Now, what does it mean to enroll your child in the program? What does that mean?
That means that, you know, your child, whether you're the parent or the guardian, you know, or maybe this child has told you directly, you know, I need that little bit of extra help. I'm reaching out. I'm struggling. You know, I need somebody that I can talk to who isn't necessarily a parent figure. And by becoming a part of our program, these children, you know, we talk to them about what their goals are. You know, we find a little more about their personalities, and we match them with, like I was saying, a carefully screened adult mentor who's a right fit for them, someone that fits their personality and fits their goals and fits their interests. And we put them together, and hopefully, you know, the right kind of friendship blossoms, and they're able to kind of, you know, talk with each other, learn from each other, and grow together.
That's great. Sherry, you said that your daughter daughter actually had a big sister. Tell us a little bit about that, because I wish I would have known about that, because there's so many times that, you know, maybe my daughters, I have four, two girls, two boys, and you have boys,
I have
right?
Two boys as
yeah,
well. Uh-huh.
You know, when they're going through hard times, just to be able to not talk to us as a parent, but to talk to
right, they'll open up more to someone else.
Yeah.
Obviously,
well, you
sometimes.
Know, being a single mom, you know, I was the 7 day a week, 24/7 parent. The other parent lived back east, so there wasn't the every other weekend sort of dad situation. So I kind of, honestly, I guess I had selfish reasons. I needed a break, but I didn't realize it was much more than a break. I mean, I had a big sister for my daughter, and she actually brought things to my daughter that I wasn't necessarily providing for. You know, I was kind of doing the raising her and sort of the survival stuff. But this person came in and did a lot of fun stuff, like roller skating with her, baked cookies with her. I mean, it's not like I didn't do those things with her, but I was kind of trying to get by and survive. You know, I was kind of making a living and doing all of the you know, necessary, you know, providing shelter and so forth. And this person came in and provided a lot of fun for her. So it was an amazing experience, and she never forgot her. So I highly
recommend
it.
And how old was
it.
Your daughter when she...
She was a little girl. You know, she was like 7, 8, 9.
Wow.
It was an incredible experience, and I highly recommend it for anybody, you know, especially the single-parent family,
yeah.
to have that other support system.
Now,
definitely.
Danica, is all the mentoring done on-site or off-site or both? At your facility?
Well, any of the training that we will do with the mentors to kind of prepare them for any scenarios that they need to be aware of, that's all done on site with our match specialists who are carefully trained to present this information. But then once the match is made between a big and a little, we call them bigs and littles, uh-huh. That's all done off site. That's done, you know, say these two people, this adult and this child, they really like to hike. Uh-huh. Then we encourage them, hey, go check out some of the trails in Ventura County, you know, do that together. You guys like to go to the beach? Go to the beach together. You know, just something that's a really relaxed, comfortable, natural environment. And yeah, it's really
wow.
different to be, you know, like, it's a special thing to be a parent. But sometimes kids just kind of need that other outlet. And so that's where the mentors come in.
Do you have children?
I don't have children yet.
Okay. So, I mean, what a great, I mean, really, that is priceless. It really is, because your kids, you know, sometimes, I mean, especially with this thing, bullying at school and stuff, and maybe they feel left out. And here there's a positive kid that's their same age. Are they a little bit older, or how older? I mean, is it, do you age them? Do you put them together with age-wise, or is it more?
You mean in terms of the children and who we match them with?
Yes.
The children are matched with adult mentors who are at least 21 years old.
So, so everybody's 21.
All of the mentors, all of our bigs. And so this way, these are people who have already gone through growing up. They're a little more comfortable in their own skin, and they're kind of sharing that and how to grow with these children.
Wow. Were you ever a big?
No, not yet. I plan on being one day, though. I'm really excited to apply and go through the
process. I think that would
be
really, really cool to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. We've actually got tickets to give away to this big jamboree. And what are they going to find? And let's do it right now. Let's give a couple of sets of tickets away.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, no, our big jamboree, June 6th, the Friday at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. We're really, really excited. It's going to be a different kind of fundraiser. It's just going to be a big party. People can come in and join in on some dancing and some music. And like I said, we're going to have some giveaways. We're going to have the Red Mutts playing, and they're a band based in L.A. and Ventura County, and they are just this rock and roll band. They're going to be a great time.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, and so... What food? Are we going to have food there?
Yeah, there's going to be hot appetizers, and then everybody in attendance is going to get a free drink.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And what is the cost of a ticket?
Cost of a ticket is $40 a person. And like I said, everything that we raise through ticket sales comes back to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County to help youth in our community. And it's going to be 21 and over only.
Okay, so tell us about some of the other surprises besides the band that you just mentioned.
Yes.
Can you give anything away?
I can give a little bit away. Okay. We're gonna have a lot of little surprises. Like we're gonna have some line dancing instruction, and that's not gonna be the whole event. So if you're a little nervous about line dancing, but you want to give it a try, come on, check it out.
There you go.
But then we're also gonna have some rock and roll music. We're gonna have a little bit of salsa music thrown in there.
So big variety.
Big variety.
For something for everybody.
Exactly. Everybody's gonna get something out of it, and nobody is gonna go home empty-handed. Everybody's gonna get a little something to take home.
Okay. Yeah. I see something that
In fact, I wanted to bring something, Kim, for you, because I know that you've got your tickets lined
That's
up.
That's right.
So
I do.
Everybody is going to get one of our very special Big Brothers Big Sisters bandanas.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so here you are.
Thank you so much. You know what? And it's so cute. It's little things like that that make a difference and really take it and carry it on through your home. And you know, people start asking, hey, where did you get that?
Exactly.
And that's what you want to do.
And it makes it fun.
Makes it fun.
It should always just be fun.
There you go. Well, Danica, I love it. I hope that our lines are lighting up right now. And we've got lots of tickets. Just get your phone number in here, your name, at 805-419-0008. If they don't win on the Kim Pagano Show today, where should they go for tickets?
They could go to bigjamboree.com, and that'll take them right to our website, actually, where they can buy tickets, or if they just want to make a donation to just kind of help out.
There
and
you go.
And can they buy tickets at the door?
They could buy tickets at the door.
Okay.
Very good. And what time is it on the 6th?
On June 6th, Friday, doors are going to open at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Very good. A huge Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ventura, the Big Jamboree. You don't want to miss it. Again, it's a win-win. And Danica, thank you so much. I can't wait. I love stuff like this. It's helping. It's giving back. When you have kids, you realize how important these kind of things are. And the littlest thing can make a difference.
Yeah. Thank you so much,
thank
Kim,
you so much for what you're doing. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Sherry Gaba. Stay with us. We are the Brighter Side of the 805. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Give us a call.
Struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
Eat and drink, eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everybody. You guys are having so much fun. We forgot.
We're just talking. We forgot we're on the radio.
I know. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the brighter side of the 805. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Sherry Gaba, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Kim. Good. Been a while, right?
Yeah. You've done a lot. You've got a book. Yeah, you're working with Soba. Now and
I am.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, the last time I was here, my book had just come out, The Law of Sobriety. And so since that time, I've done a lot of speaking on the subject. I do a lot of life coaching. I still have my practice in Westlake Village. And now really what I'm doing is a lot of community outreach for Soba Treatment Center. They're out in Malibu, but they're growing like crazy. And so they're expanding into so many other programs. They have their sober living. They have their treatment center. They have their detox. They now have a place in Texas called Soba Texas.
They have
12-step programs, non-12-step programs. They have a program for students. I'll get into that a little bit later, but they're just growing. And so they kind of need a face out there to sort of talk about it.
Well, I'm glad. They used to be on my old show when I was on 1400.
Right.
KKZZ. And so I'm glad that they're joining us again here. And I think it's important to look at it because there is an epidemic out there. And, you know, having four children, I understand the concerns that parents, grandparents, because a lot of grandparents are raising their children now too, their grandchildren.
Which is its own epidemic,
it
I
is.
Think.
It, right? Yeah, because what I mean, you know, where does it end? Where do we take responsibility for our lives, our kids' lives that we brought into this world?
I mean, it's right in our own backyard. I mean, I had a situation just recently right on my own street. It was so painful. And I probably don't want to go into details. I don't want to break confidentiality. But here are these two grandparents were struggling with, you know, a daughter that had a meth problem. And
So
they were having to take these kids, I mean, from the home. I mean, it was just really
painful
to watch.
It's a mental illness. I mean, a lot of people think it's, you know, why can't they just change? It's a mental illness. You have to be able to go to a rehab. You need help, you know, and there's so many procedures that you have to go through. But before any of that, you have to hear the warning signs and you have to know. I mean, because, we've lost kids that, you know, that I know of, my kids' friends, that there was warning signs.
Right, there were. And for whatever reason, we saw them, but we did nothing. Or we didn't take them that seriously, I think.
Right, and you always think,
and when
not
we look back,
kid.
Hindsight is always 20/20, of course, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to come back, and I'm definitely going to educate your audience because I want to help those out there understand and be able to find the warning signs because, listen, we don't know, and I think it's important that we do know
right.
so that we can help.
So here's a question. I know that you were talking about failure to launch, okay, and it was a comical movie, but that's really not comical anymore because what happens is, and I mean, let's just go around the room here. How old were you when you moved out?
Well, my situation was I moved out, got married at 22.
Okay, so, yeah.
I would not recommend that, but I just basically got married, moved
How
out
about
at 22.
You, Emery?
Yeah, I moved out at 18 to go to college.
Right.
And I never moved back.
Right. Tom?
I was 21 when I got out of college.
Yeah. And same here. I moved out when I was like 18. I had already got my hair license. I was ready to go. Got married when I was 23. But that's not what's happening anymore. And you know, I think, one, it's way harder to find a career.
And be able to support yourself.
To,
I mean,
that's the bottom line.
There are so many careers out there that are good, viable careers. But you still are unable to support yourself in today's economy.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I think we're buying into that. I mean, I think there's some truth to that. But let's look at the other side. I think that the kids are convincing us that there's nothing out there. I think there are still jobs out there. And there are still ways to get
roommates. I'm not saying that there's not jobs. But, you know, I'm a realtor and I know, right, I know what it costs. I know what it costs to buy a house, to rent a house. And yeah, it is an option to have a bunch of roommates.
Rent
and,
a room.
Right, exactly. But
you're right. It's not like it was. You're absolutely right.
No.
But I think what's happening is kids today are they're finding excuses. This is what this failure to launch syndrome is.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking back to my very first. Well, after I lived in the dormitory, I lived in an apartment. I was paying $80 a month. Okay, you're not going to get anything near. There were six.
That was
I
a was, million years ago, though. Right?
It was a million and a half.
With the avocado green carpeting, avocado green refrigerator.
Okay, no, it wasn't that long ago.
No, but you know what? What the biggest thing that I see is, yes, they're, you know, having, again, four kids, different personalities. There's go-getters. There's ones that don't have self-esteem. And I think that is what we're talking about here, is when you don't have self-esteem, you can't go find a job. You can't feel that you're good at anything. And so what are the...
Where
do you go?
You're correct. Are we buying into that? You talk about being a loving enabler. Tell us about
that. So I'm going to go through the five things that I think you want to look for.
Okay.
You know, and not minimizing what you're saying about how hard the economy is today. The child may be lazy, entitled, or completely unmotivated. Another child may be directionless and not be motivated. Another child may fall into the category of mental illness. Another child comes in and he may have an addiction or a substance abuse problem. And the last category is a child who comes from the enabling family system. So those are basically the five things that you want to be looking for. And finally, all of this really is coming from probably the biggest problem today is a sense of narcissism, a sense of entitlement, a feeling... just a feeling that it's coming to them. You know, a lot of parents today, and I, again, you know, there's this idea that it's not the child's fault. It's the it's the teacher's fault. It's the other kid's fault. It's kind of blaming society, blaming everything else instead of the child taking responsibility and accountability. So the child becomes they become like the victim. They kind of point the finger instead of looking at themselves. And so they never develop the skills. They never develop the ability to be able to handle life on life's terms. And so that's what we're really talking about here.
Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We are the brighter side of the 805. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I've got Anne Marie here. I've got Spence and, of course, myself, and we are speaking with Sherry Gaba right now, and we're talking about failure to launch. But, you know, I mean, there's even older people failure to launch, right? I mean, you know, where you just can't find the job and you just – I mean, it's just gotten – I don't know if we're more – you know, a feely now, like, you know, our feelings are number one. We're not, you know, before it was like, just be quiet, go get a job, get your stuff done, and
do what you got to do.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that how your parents, I mean, do you look at, that's how you were brought up?
Yeah. Get roommates.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Yeah. Get over it. And you know,
rent a house.
Yeah.
I had four roommates at one point, and a couple of them were psychos. I had roommates that had rattlesnakes in aquariums in their bedrooms. It's the way it goes.
Yeah,
it makes for good stories.
Right.
Get a roommate.
Get a roommate. Get yourself. And you know what? And live life. And really start to, you know, stand on their own two
feet.
Well,
I think literally parents are loving their children to death. I mean, that is the truth.
So
that is truly what enabling is.
So, Sherry, what can we do? At this point, you have your children are adults. They're still living at home. You went through the five sort of categories.
Well, let's look at some of the enabling behaviors.
Okay.
I think this is important. Repeatedly bailing them out of jail. Financial problems, getting them out of tight spots that they could probably get out of themselves, giving them one or more chance and another, you know, just kind of ignoring the problem because they get defensive, being afraid of their anger and rage. That's a big thing. You know, they know how to manipulate you. So they get really angry and they get really mean and they start cursing. And so you give in to them, joining them in their behavior. I know a lot of parents today, believe it or not, that are smoking pot with their kids, drinking with them, saying, okay, I'll let them smoke in the house. I'll let them smoke pot in the house because it's too dangerous for them to smoke out there. Wrong. Joining them in blaming others for their own feelings and problems and misfortunes. Accepting their excuses and their rationalizations. Believing keeping the peace will help you know, in other words, keeping the peace, avoiding the problems. Like, we'll just,
no,
like,
confrontation.
We'll just walk on eggshells, right, here. Doing for them what they should be able to do for themselves. Softening or removing the natural consequence of the problem. Trying to fix the problem instead of them learning how to fix it for themselves. Repeatedly coming to the rescue, trying to control them or their problem. And, you know, what the problem is being being uncomfortable in their discomfort. We have to be comfortable in their discomfort. It's okay. When a kid cries for candy in a candy store, let him cry. It's okay. We have to be okay. We have to be okay in the anxiety that we're feeling when they're uncomfortable. Oh, I see Spencer over there going, yeah, absolutely.
It's funny. I say, and you know, we indulge our kids a little bit here and there, but it's funny when he gets upset, I always say, how many times has this worked?
Oh,
and he'll just stare at me and I'll say, has this ever produced? Now,
how old is your child?
I've got a 6 and an 11, so I'm an older daddy, but it's kind of funny. And putting them in sports where we don't rescue ever. A coach yelling and screaming at the kid. I mean, if they were brutalizing the child, that'd be one thing. But when I see the kids playing in the playground and they get in a little dust up with a kid I don't know, unless somebody's beating somebody with a baseball bat, we let it go.
Right.
And I think you've got to settle this. You know, my kid's name is Cole, and it's just, you got to settle this. And I'm urged, you know, but you got to step back and just say, this is how he's going to meet
people. How he's going to be a little man.
This,
right,
person's mean to me. I said, hey, guess what?
That's, you know, life.
Every day somebody and I have a confrontation, and some of them are with my coworkers, and
exactly.
I learned that because that's the way it
you're
is.
You're helping them develop what we call in psychological terms ego strength. You're, yeah, letting them learn how to be able to handle life again on life's terms.
Negotiate it on their terms.
And you know,
right,
what this reminds me of is when our children are smaller and they have the projects at school, and the parents
do it
instead
for
of
them.
The parents do it for them.
And then we wait and say, what did we get?
Right, what,
right,
did we,
yeah,
get? Right? And but it's sort of, if you don't help your child, all the other parents are helping their children, and you know, they're all getting the A's, and the teachers don't seem to differentiate between the ones
that are doing themselves and the
ones that are being done by the parents. And
it's a balance.
It's very,
it's
obvious.
A balance. It's like,
right,
how can you sort of like navigate between helping them but not doing it for them?
Right.
Or not being obsessed with, I mean, I have parents that come in and they're actually not sleeping at night because their kids aren't getting A's. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
I mean,
you know, they're so worried about the competition out there, and their kid's like in third grade and they're not getting A's. Oh my God. I mean, that's causing their kid to have an anxiety
disorder.
That's
really excessive.
I mean,
right,
really, but
yes,
I'm telling you, that's what's going,
Sherry,
on out there.
I want to ask you a question. So, you know, it seems like a lot of kids are going away to college because their parents paid for them. That was the direction that they were supposed to go. And then all of a sudden they come home and they still don't know what they want to do. Is that failure to launch?
You're right. They come back. So that's where, you know, maybe what they need is to hire sort of a life coach. Maybe, I'd say maybe they need to do some vocational counseling. I mean, you would think by the time they went to college and had a major. But listen, if they did a history major, what are you going to do with a history major? I mean, sometimes that major isn't going to get them a job. So maybe now it's time to do some vocational counseling.
Right.
You know, maybe it's time to sit down and work with a life coach and do some value clarification and figure out, you know, what is your purpose? I still believe when you are passionate about what you do,
Money comes to you.
I mean, yeah, exactly. You read my mind. The money will come. And how important is, I mean, yes, we have to make a living, but I'd rather be able to get by and do what I love. And I've been doing that all my life, and I do get by.
Right. Talk to us a little bit about SOBA.
So SOBA is a place, what is so great about SOBA is that it's a place where the owner and the way it works is that people are able to stay there long term, and that's what you need in order to stay sober. We know for a fact that if you're only doing a 30-day stint in rehab, the chances of staying sober are going to be very difficult. Relapse is I'm not saying you're going to relapse, but really what you need is a 90-day program. So most of the kids that go to SOBA stay at least 90 days and longer. A lot of them end up working there, but a lot of them end up staying there at least a year, really, truly, but at least 90 days. He has long-term care opportunities.
What are the ages?
All ages. You know, he does have a lot of young 18 to 25s. That's why we're sort of talking about this subject, because a lot of the kids there are part of this failure to launch. So there are a lot of 18 to 25, but he has all ages, and he has so many programs now. He has a non-12-step program out in Calabasas. He's got a 12-step program. He's got what's known as a partial program, a beautiful home in Malibu that they can go to. He has a place for students, people that are actually going to college, that can be with other college students.
Is it roughing it when you go to SOBA?
You know, I would honestly say that would I say it's roughing it? I wouldn't say it's roughing it, but for somebody who isn't used to roughing it, is that really going to work?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're just going to leave.
Right.
So I don't know if it's important to rough it. I don't know if that's the answer.
Right.
Well, you know? by roughing it, are you saying you have to be in touch with your feelings and, you know, you're confronting all these issues, or are you saying, you know, we're living in
a tent?
They're
working hard. I mean, they're going to three groups a day. They're going to meetings every day. They're working with a therapist a couple of times a week.
So their hours are full.
It's not a spa. I mean, right. They're definitely working hard. I mean, there's other rehabs that are more like spas. I wouldn't call this a spa.
And what does SOBA stand for?
You know, that's a great question. I will bring that back to the radio show
okay.
next time.
But it's SOBA. But
it actually does
S-O-B-A?
It is an acronym for something.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll ask the owner.
Okay.
If anybody, you know, feels like maybe their child, their grandchild, their, you know, somebody they know isn't coping with life, and I know you're going to come back. We just barely tipped on this. Where would they call?
I'm going to ask them to call 866-547-6451, 866-547-6451. Tell them that they were on the Kim Show.
Yeah,
Kim Pagano Show. Kim Pagano Show.
And so basically we're looking for SOBA, which is sobriety, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And get their life back on track. That's what it's all about. Sherry, can't wait for you to come back again.
Absolutely.
And
thank you for having me. It was really nice and nice to meet you.
I do want to remind you, if you're just tuning in with us right now, our next guest is Sally McKinney, and we're going to be talking about Sally's baking addiction. I think this is a good addiction, though, you know. But but I do want to talk about baking, because I do want to give away some Good Morning Cafe located right off of Arneal in Camarillo, and it's the friendliest cafe. It's a family affair. First, it was mother and daughter. Now it's mother, sister, and daughter. And but I'm telling you, oh my God, we should go over there for breakfast after this. It's so good.
Absolutely.
They have, I mean, everything that they have over there: French toast with fresh bananas and strawberries, and peanut butter and jelly. Anyways, their French toast is peanut butter and jelly. But they just, everything there is really good. They all have little fresh rolls that come on your table. Anyways, go over there, talk to Christine and Shana, and say hi. And again, their hours are every day of the week, 6 to 3, breakfast, lunch, and takeout. Their chili verde, I'm just telling you, it's like a secret over there. That's what I'm going to be
Okay, we'll have one of each.
Yeah, there you
Thank
go.
You.
Anyways, all right, let's give away a gift certificate right now, 805-419-0008, 805-419-0008. Get your name in right now. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
You, who are on the road.
Do you struggle with fatigue, sleeplessness, digestive issues, weight gain, or skin problems? What would your life look like if you actually felt good every day? If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and ready to regain your vitality, we can help. Core Elements Wellness can help you get to the root cause of your complaints and provide you with a customized health-building blueprint so you can finally start feeling better. To learn more, call 805-277-1977 and mention the Kim Pagano Show for a special discount, or check out the website at www.coreelementswellness.com. That's 805-277-1977. Feel good today.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
eat and drink. Eat and drink. Most folks do it three times a day, some more, some less, just in order to live. Then there are those who like to eat and drink because you really want to live. And for you, there's the Casa Pacifica Angels Wine Food and Brew Festival, Sunday, June 1st, on the campus of CSU Channel Islands. Just try to taste all the food from over 80 restaurants, caterers, and bakeries, or sip from all 185 distinguished wines and tasty brews. Do some shopping at the silent auction, then relax and listen to live music and take in the incredible afternoon. Hosted by the Zarley and Van Heusen families and Union Bank, the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angels Wine, Food, and Brew Festival is Sunday, June 1st, and benefits Casa Pacifica, providing hope and help. Wells Fargo presents a special VIP lounge for Livin' Large. Get your tickets now. Go to CasaPacifica.org. Sponsored in part by Gold Coast Broadcasting.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for your phone calls. Get your names in here. I'm telling you, we've got lots to give away. And, you know, in fact, we didn't mention the Casa Pacifica tickets that we've got coming up.
Yeah, what a great prize, too. Everybody wants to go to that event.
Everybody.
It sells out, and it's a great charity, Cal State University, Channel Islands. This is, I think, the premier. There's a lot of great wine events. I think this is the premier wine event of the year.
I have to agree with you. I have to tell you. Also, of course, we have the big jamboree, and we've got tickets for that, too. We've got cafe. We always have tickets to give away to the Good Morning Cafe. That's what we were doing just then. We always have things to do, everything that we could possibly do. Our next guest is Sally McKinney. And Sally, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, Sally's book is Sally's Baking Addiction. We were talking about addictions, but obviously this is a good one. So,
yes, it is.
Yeah. So how long have you had your addiction?
Well, ever since I was little, I kind of got it from my mom and my grandma. They were big bakers, big cooks, always in the kitchen, and it kind of has just stuck with me over the years.
Right, right. And I love when you open up your thing, it says, life is short, eat dessert first. That, I'm serious, I'm all over that, you know?
Of course.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit, you also started a blog, correct?
Yes, that's right, sallysbakingaddiction.com.
Yeah, and so how did you, I mean, do you just put recipes? What do you do? What, you know, how did you start it and why?
Well, I started it because a lot of my friends and family were asking me for recipes. I would bring them into work. I would bring my baked goods into work, to parties, to friends' house, and they'd always say, oh, send me this recipe, send me this recipe. So I kind of got tired of doing that all the time. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to put my recipes somewhere. So I started a blog. I had been following a lot of food blogs, kind of like as a hobby after work. I would, you know, check blogs and stuff like that. And I thought, you know what, I can do this too. So I also had a love of photography too. So it kind of just happened organically from there. So I started the blog in 2011, and it grew to be so much that I had to quit my job last year in 2013 to keep up with it. And at the same time, I was offered the cookbook deal. So
it's been a ride. That's
it's been
awesome.
Lots of fun.
Sally, this is Anne Marie here. So how do you always come up with new recipes? Are you just always experimenting in the kitchen?
Yes, all day long, every day of the week. I never have a day off, but when you're doing something you love, it really doesn't feel like work.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm always in the kitchen. My fiance has a sweet tooth, and so do both of our families and lots of my neighbors, too. So everyone can...
So they're all your testers, right?
Yeah,
your taste testers.
Uh-huh. I love just being in the kitchen and trying out new things. And a lot of my recipes are inspired from childhood memories, too. So the recipes on my blog and cookbook, a lot of them are from my grandma, or I've kind of taken the same things that she baked and kind of putting a fresh new spin on them.
A little twist,
and
yeah.
And I have a huge sweet tooth. So coming up with recipes is easy.
That's easy. Now, have you always cooked? I mean, who was your mentor? Was it your grandma?
Yeah, my grandma and my mom.
Okay, me too.
Really doesn't get much better than grandma's cooking.
Oh, I love it. Now, is this your first book?
Yes, it's my first book.
Congratulations. It's really good.
Thank you.
I mean, great pictures. And, you know, I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now, I'm glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805. And Anne Marie is here with me. And, of course, I'm Kim and Tom Spence. And we're talking with Sally McKenney. We're talking about Sally's book, Sally's Baking Addiction. And, I mean, I'm telling you,
everything looks fabulous in the book, but Sally, I have to ask you, and I'm sure it's going to be hard for you to choose, but if you had to pick a favorite dessert, whether it's in your book or not, what would it be if you could?
Oh, that's actually a very easy question.
Really?
It's apple pie. Plain old classic apple pie.
We could use that, right?
I could use that right now.
Yeah, but no, yeah. I mean, we just had that,
the pie auction.
The pie auction.
Yes.
I mean, an avocado pie. Totally off the out of the box, but I'm looking at this mint chocolate chip ice cream cupcakes.
Oh, those are good.
Oh my God, mint chocolate chip is my thing, I'm telling
you.
So,
Sally, and the pictures are absolutely stunning in the book. Did you do the photography? I know you said you like doing it, but did you actually do the photography for the book as well?
Yes, I do all my own photography. I did it for the book as well, and yeah, I'm all self-taught too, so all the photography you see,
just fabulous.
Yeah, it really
Thank
is.
You.
Anne Marie and I are both really, we love to cook.
We love to cook. We love to eat.
Hey, I wasn't going to go that far. Thanks for exactly. Gosh.
Well, what's the point of cooking if you're not going to eat it?
This is so true.
If you can't enjoy it.
This is
I mean,
so
we
true.
Cook because we enjoy eating it.
Yeah. Now, okay, so how hard was it to write a cookbook and to do all the photography?
It was really hard, and I'm a perfectionist, so I slaved over every single word, and it was hard to not repeat myself, because, you know, you're trying to describe these things, and a lot of them have the same flavors and textures and things like that, so it was really hard to not repeat myself with every recipe, so, and also the time management, I had to keep up with my blog, too, because I update my blog with a new recipe about 3 times a week, so doing that on top of writing a book.
That's a lot.
So much work. So much work. I did that all last summer. That was my entire summer.
So here we're at the beginning of our weekend, and we want to make one of these amazing recipes for dessert. And I love starting my, I could just do that right off the bat. You know, like what's for dessert and then kind of eat backwards.
First. Yeah. Well, I think that's when it tastes the best is when you have it first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
I totally agree.
Because who
you.
Wants to eat dessert when you're full?
That is so, see, I'm right there with you. I love it. So what is, what's an easy recipe that we can give our listeners?
Oh, that's so easy. Well, the book is full of easy recipes, but a good one to start off with is on page 78. It's my caramel coffee chocolate chip squirt, and it's made with only a few ingredients. It's basically like a ice cream pie. With a coffee ice cream, and I do a little caramel, a little pecans, chocolate chips, and it's all on a Oreo cookie crust. It's very good.
Do you make the Oreo cookie crust on top of it, too? You make that from scratch?
No, it's just the crust is made from
Oreos. Oh, you just crush them. Okay, so, all right, so let's give out that recipe for everybody. And then you know what I'll do is if you could send it to me or if you can go on my Facebook and post it for all my listeners.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, great. So 28 Oreos is what you need, correct?
Yes, 28 Oreos and 5 tablespoons of butter to the make the crust.
Okay, yum. That's already, okay, I could just do that.
Oh, what a great summertime recipe.
I know, you could just end it with that, and it would be so good.
Yeah, okay. And then the filling?
Yep, the filling is Cool Whip and 1 quart of coffee ice cream, softened ice cream. And you mix those two things together. It's an 8-ounce container of Cool Whip. And the ice cream, you mix those together until it's combined, put that into the crust, and then freeze it, and then when it's done freezing, about 6 hours later, you can top it with chocolate chips, pecans, and caramel.
Okay, Anne-Marie, I'm probably going to bring this over to one of those parties,
right.
Okay?
You know, Sally, I'm just thinking your neighbors must love you.
Yeah.
You're baking all this food. I know you have your taste testers, but who benefits from all of the food once it's cooked?
A lot of my neighbors, actually, I live in an apartment complex, so there are tons of people, tons and tons of people. And we bring our dog to the dog park, so all the humans they love to taste.
You probably have like people trailing you, right? You know?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm absolutely looking also at the sugared lemon bars.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a great summer recipe.
Yeah. We have a little bit of time. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah, they're very, very simple. Hold on, let me turn that page. They're very simple. It's made on my shortbread crust, a very simple, basic shortbread, melted butter, sugar, a little bit of flour, and vanilla, and a dash of salt. Then you bake the crust for, I think it's about 20 minutes. Then pour the lemon filling into it, and the lemon filling is very, very simple. It's just 5 ingredients, granulated sugar, flour, 6 eggs, because that's the kind of the base of it, and then fresh lemon juice, and then on top of it is some confectioner sugar.
Oh, my gosh, my mouth's watering. You know what I love about your book is that it's simple. I like simple recipes.
And I love the fact that there are so many pictures. Is there one picture per recipe? It looks that way. So every recipe.
There's 1 to 2 pictures for each recipe.
That makes such a huge difference.
Yeah, because you see what it's going to turn out.
Exactly, for me when I'm cooking. Exactly.
No, I totally agree.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit again about your blog. So you started writing the blog, and tell me again, how did you gain so many followers?
I didn't notice.
Look at her food. No.
I didn't notice a big jump in my readership until I started to improve my food photography, because people eat with their eyes. If they see something delicious, they want to click over, they want to see it. And also with the popularity of Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram, all these social networks, that has really helped me build my following, because I can share all of my things all over those social medias, and that gets people to click through. So that's definitely helped with my following.
All right, and let me ask you, who inspired you? Besides your grandmother, is there someone else out there that may have inspired you? Did you watch cooking shows growing up?
Let's see. I did watch a lot of cooking shows growing up, but I wouldn't say that those necessarily inspired me. I think my fiancé actually inspired me a lot, because I told him that I wanted to do this, and I was like, you know what, that's so strange. It's never going to work. Nobody's going to read my blog. And he was like, Sally, just do it. Believe in yourself. Who cares if you have one reader? Who cares if I'm the only reader? Who cares? Just do it and, you know, see what can happen from there. So he inspired me, and he's a hard worker himself. So having his support definitely helped.
Did you have any writing skills in your background?
I took several writing classes in college, but it wasn't my focus in college. My focus was marketing. So the marketing actually helps me. Degree actually helps me a lot with my business, but I never had any. I don't have any certifications or any, you know, formal experience with writing. But just through practice, I guess. I've always loved to write.
Sally, so what is your blog? How do we find it?
Yep, sallysbakingaddiction.com.
Sallysbakingaddiction.com.
Yep, it's bright and colorful and lots of sprinkles everywhere.
So how many people do you have following you?
My website gets about 4 million views per month.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Per day, yeah. It's crazy. Per day, it's about, I'm in between 100,000 and 130,000 hits per day.
Wow, that's amazing. I have a quick question also. So you do desserts. Do you think you'll ever get into anything savory eventually?
I do see some pancakes here.
Well, pancakes, right, but anything savory.
I'm slowly getting into savory recipes. A lot of my readers, I post a lot of pizza recipes and appetizers, things like that, maybe about 2 per month in between all the desserts, and readers are telling me that they really love it. So I'm trying to do more and more.
And so perhaps that'll be the next book?
Yep, that's a good option.
There you go. She's definitely not telling us, is she? But I'm sure we're going to get this amazing book that's going to have some savory in there, sweet and savory. I love it. You know, it is a passion, and that's what cooking is all about. And I'm so glad that you were able to share it with us and share some ideas. And I love that you have this picture on here, you know, for each thing. So you're right. So you know what it's going to turn out like.
Mm-hmm. That's very important.
And was it hard for you to choose which particular recipe or picture went on the cover?
It wasn't hard, because when people visit my blog, they'll see lots of sprinkles and chocolate, and these cookies on the cover are so pretty. So I was like, you know what? They would make a beautiful cover. So they're kind of the point of my blog. Lots of sprinkles and fun and colorful.
There you go.
That was an easy pick.
Well, I'm so glad that I was able to share this with all my listeners. Where do they find their book? For you.
Wherever books and ebooks are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, smaller bookstores. I'm trying to get into Michael's Craft Store, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Very good.
So,
very good. Well, I love it. And please, can you go to the Kim Pagano Show and post it on there? And
I can share you
with everybody. Like our page and share me with all of your listeners and all your following. I love that. And I'd love to keep in touch with you.
Of course, yes. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Well, thank you, everybody. We're almost at the end of our show. And, I do want to tell you about our 2 o'clock show right here on AM 1590 KVTA. We've got Cynthia Marino, Tui, and she's the author of Rein Your Brain In. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. Then we've got Kristen Pals from the Casa Pacifica. And, of course, I do have tickets. So we're going to be giving those away, and we're going to find out all the great things about it. It's the 21st annual Casa Pacifica Angel Wine, Food, and Brew Fest this year. And then we're going to talk with Jennifer Madison, Head to Heart, Mindful Moments for Every Day. With that, I want to thank you, Sherry. Give out Soba's number one more time.
It is 866.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
866-547-6451. 866-547-6451.
Great. And thank you so much for joining us. Anne Marie, are you hungry?
I am famished. That book.
I know. We're going to go over to the Friendly Cafe.
We're going to have everything.
Yep, you got it.
And then we're going to come and bake.
I know. Yeah, there you go. Anyways, Tom, thank you. And again, thank you, everybody, for listening to The Brighter Side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I want to remind you again, tune in to our 2 to 3 right here with more gifts and more things to give away. Write this phone number down, 805-419-0008 and 419-0008. Like us on Facebook. Tell your friends about us. And again, I want to end our show with a moment of happiness. Hardships often prepare ordinary people for an extraordinary destiny. With that, you have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I thank you, and I'll talk to you later.